A Patricia Diane production.
Yo, 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 this is Gerald McCoy, and welcome to I Said What I Said. I am here with my co-host, Brian Perkins.
Whoop, whoop.
And this is not a sports show. This is not a movie show. This is not a superhero show. This is a life show. I'm from the south side of Oklahoma City, the 405 where we duck no smoke. So I will say what I say on I Said What I Said. Let's get into it. Yo, 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 welcome back to I Said What I Said. I am Gerald McCoy here with my co-host, Brian Perkins.
Yes.
We are here.
Ouch, yeah.
Man, missed you guys.
I missed them too. I mean, they're back with us for episode one.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't think they were ready for episode zero, but maybe they are ready for episode one and what's to come. But before we get into it, I would really love to hear what you guys thought about episode zero. If you guys have any opinions, any facts, whether you thought I was right, thought I was wrong, maybe something you want to hear me talk about. Maybe you want to hear me discuss a certain specific thing. I would love to hear what you guys think. You can do that and reach me on all platforms, all social media platforms at Gerald Said It. And please tap in, and I will be checking. I assure you of that one.
And if he's not, by some fluke, I'll be checking. So we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from everybody.
Now,
I just want to hear you guys tearing Gerald and ripping apart. That's all I want
to hear. This is a show about conversations, man. Hey, listen, if you listen to episode zero, you know I'm not going to debate with you, but I will have a conversation with you.
I want to debate about
it. And regardless of what happens, always remember, I said what I said.
What are we getting into, man?
And before we get into it, remember this, especially when you get on this Gerald Said It and you start coming at me. I always remember, regardless of what I say, hear the message, not the tone.
Yeah.
Now, I was blessed with certain gifts.
Which were? Which are.
I was blessed with a gift to play a game that a lot of people watch.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this game on one particular day might be the most watched sports show ever.
It's actually the highest revenue grossing show.
Yes. That's the Super Bowl.
That's the Super Bowl.
I was blessed to play the game of football, man. Oof. And it's football season. So let's get into it, man. There's a lot of things to discuss with the football season.
2022?
You know, everybody has like these predictions and what they expect, and they base it off. You know, you got fantasy football, you got real football, and a lot of people base it off what they've seen or what looks good on paper. It doesn't always go that way.
Nah. What is it?
Before the season?
Right.
A lot of people coined the NFC East, the NFC Least. But they started early on as the NFC Beast.
Tell me about it.
The AFC West, everybody coined them the best division of football on paper. But early on, the AFC West kind of was looking like the AFC mess. Yeah,
it's been brutal. It was brutal to watch. Yeah, it was brutal to watch.
That's the thing about predictions, man. They are just that, a prediction and opinion, and it's not always fact. You still got to go out and play the game.
Oh yeah.
And speaking of playing the game, what is happening with our game? I'm a defensive lineman.
Okay.
And we have a job to do. Stop the run. But what do people know most D linemen for? What do people want to see? Go hit the quarterback.
I want to see sacks.
And what has been happening? We have been having an issue in the league. A lot of roughing the passer penalties.
You know, I never understood that. I'm a lay person. I watch football. But isn't contact implicit in the game?
It is. And I understand. It started with Tua. We seen it. The Miami versus Buffalo, he got up stumbling. Then a couple days later,
oh, that's right, he did.
For some reason, he played against Cincinnati Bengals. gets banged in the head again. And flag after flag after flag after flag. Now we don't know what roughing the passer is. I got a flag in 2019. I hit Aaron Rodgers. I landed on the side of him. They threw a flag. It's kind of crazy that these flags are coming from the same refs, too. But we'll get into that.
Oh.
And there's a lot more to get into.
Okay.
The NFL season is back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into it.
Can't wait.
Yo, welcome back. This is I Said What I Said. I'm with my co-host, Brian Perkins.
Talking about football.
It's NFL season. And one of the biggest, I don't want to say issues, but I'm going to say it. It isn't an issue because I'm a defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest issues or conversations that people have been having, controversies, whatever words you want to use, has been all of the roughing the passer flags.
I mean, we saw some potentially brutal hits on quarterbacks so far this season.
If that's what you want to call it.
Give me your perspective.
Can we get into some origin?
Oh, yeah.
So
give me the history of this.
The rule changed.
Okay.
I think 2018.
Okay.
And it was new to all of us as defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Not putting your full body weight on a quarterback, forcibly slamming them to the ground. I mean, you have little kids who, when they play, they slam each other on the ground.
That's what I was going to say, is when you're changing rules this late in the game, you're trying to change things that have been drilled into people since peewee days, right? How challenging is that? Wouldn't it make more sense to change the rule lower down, like a different age group?
It's not that.
No.
You're trying to protect the money. Let's just be honest.
I didn't even think
when
about that.
When we discuss football,
mm-hmm.
can you really discuss football? As phenomenal as Michael Parsons is for the Cowboys, what has been the topic of discussion for the Cowboys?
That
quarterback position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your team will not have success without a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the season, what was Ron Rivera asked early in the season? What's the difference in your team and
mm-hmm.
all the other teams in the NFC East? What is the separation? He had one word.
Quarterback. Mm.
You can't win in this league without having a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the money is. So the NFL is doing everything it can to protect the money. But in doing so, everybody else suffers on the defensive end. And the reason I say this is because I've seen running backs get body slammed and nothing happens. Receivers get, just
taken
destroyed.
Out in midair. Yeah. Get across the happens. Middle, just get demolished.
As long as you don't hit them to the head or neck area, you can destroy people.
Mm.
But when it comes to the quarterback, you can't just swing them to the ground. And earlier this season, we seen a very scary sight.
Mm-hmm.
With Tua.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I struggle to pronounce his name. It's Tagovailoa. I think I got that.
I think
right.
You got that. I think you pretty much nailed that.
Man, Gerald is good at a lot of stuff. Pronouncing names is not it, but I think I got that one.
Tua, if we did butcher it, let us know. Call into the show.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you on.
I would love to have you, Tua.
I would tell the world how to say your last name.
Earlier in the season, we seen a scary sight with mm-hmm. Miami versus Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Tua got hit, landed on his head, and he got up stumbling.
Mm.
To the point that his teammate had to hold him up. Report comes out, did the due diligence. He has a back and ankle injury. I think any person with eyes could see that that wasn't his back and ankle.
Mm-hmm.
About a stumble.
Mm-hmm.
Couple days later, Thursday Night Football, he's back on the field and slammed on his head again. The NFL went into panic.
Mm-hmm. Like rule lockdown mode.
The doctor who cleared him got fired.
Fired.
They just went into a panic and the flags galore.
Mm-hmm.
So we started seeing the money protected. The next one that was egregious, everybody said there's no way they're calling it. Who got hit?
Tom Brady.
Brady.
The GOAT. You can't hit the GOAT like that.
You can. He just got taken to the ground. And I just think it comes to a point to where you're slowing the game down. I mean, you take the greatest athletes in the world and you're telling them, slow down mid-game. The game will not be what we love if you keep causing these guys to slow down. Listen, you know how hard it is as a defender, especially a D lineman who's been 300 pounds since high school, true middle school for me, to not land your weight on a guy when you're going full speed? It is virtually impossible. I personally feel like we have to get to a point to where the roughing the passer calls are all reviewed. Just like a couple years ago, they tried the, you know, the pass interference was reviewed. I think we got to get to the roughing the passer where it's reviewed so we can get to the bottom of this because it's such a in the moment call.
My thing is, how much of it is just a byproduct of the game and all the players involved becoming bigger, faster, and stronger? You're always going to have to change the rules because at one point in time, linemen weren't as fast, and now y'all are. At one point in time, the game was just played completely different. And now it's not played the same way as it was played in the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s. So it's,
well, games evolve.
Yeah. So yeah, games evolve. What are they trying to do? What's the end game? I guess is what I'm trying to say. So like you said, how are you going to slow people down? If you're training me to be bigger, faster, and stronger, the end game of that is for me to hit the quarterback.
Correct.
What else am I supposed to do? What else are you training me for? What else am I putting plates on the bar for? What else am I doing drills for?
I don't feel like you have to. The game is going to evolve, but I feel like there's a solution to this. Just review it. Just review it. And we review it, and under the law, he laid all his weight on him, or he hit him to the neck and head area, or he slammed him forcibly. Okay. But guys are getting penalties for rolling quarterbacks to the ground. And because of their weight and the force that they're coming with, it's looking like they're forcibly slamming them when I'm just, it's momentum.
Yeah.
I'm a 300 pound guy that runs a 4.7.
Ridiculous.
And I could bench 7 million pounds and squat the world. What do you expect from me to tackle this guy that rarely lifts? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like getting hit by a truck.
It's such a slippery slope, but I love my league, and I feel like this league is going to figure it out. And I'll just look forward to seeing what they do,
you know, shoot,
about wait, this.
Maybe we get a couple more solutions when we come back from the break.
Adjustments. Yeah. You know?
We're going to get some solutions with you when we come back. Listeners, stay tuned. Gerald might have some more perspective on this that might help it. League, you should listen up. That's all I got to say.
Yo, we're back again. This is I Said What I Said. I'm here with my co-host and producer, Brian Perkins.
In here.
And I just kind of want to continue with this roughing the passer. Because, like I said in episode zero, I like to discuss things that I can relate to. And this I can relate to because this was a part of what I did. Go get the quarterback. That's why I got paid the way I got paid, because I could go get the quarterback. But now with the evolution of the rules and the game, we have to talk about the evolution of everything. Because now, coaching may have to change.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, coaching's going to have to change. Drills are going to have to change.
Drills may have to change. And it's bad because as a football player, a defensive lineman, when I talk to young D linemen, even guys in the league now, I always say, what is the one position that can't finish in practice? It's the D lineman. An O lineman can pancake you. Nothing said by the coach. A running back can try and run you over. A linebacker can thud up. A quarterback can throw a bomb down the field, throw a screen, and he can jog 10, 15 yards. A receiver can finish in the end zone. A running back can finish in the end zone. A DB can get a pick and take it to the end zone. Everybody can finish except a D lineman. As a defensive lineman, we go get the quarterback. You can't do that in practice. So you have to practice it when you can. That's on the bags. That's on air. The only time you can finish is in the game. So when you're working all of these different drills to get to the quarterback, they teach us you can go after the ball. Which is one easier? Let's take Cam Newton, for instance. Cam Newton, 6'5". 245, 50 pounds, super athlete, super freak. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have the current version of that is Josh Allen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which one is easier? Going to try and sack Josh Allen and get him on the ground or getting the ball?
Mm.
So they teach us to go after the ball, but sometimes that's not available. You just get him on the ground is the goal. Well, now, I mean, relentless effort. Controlled chaos is what I call it. Mm-hmm. I mean, be a maniac. Play the run, trample the run on the way to quarterback is what I was taught.
All right. As a layperson, how closely is the players' union tied to this decision-making process? Because you're speaking from the standpoint of someone who plays, but also, you know, you do have a body that's supposed to help regulate right. those rules for your own safety. So is it a matter of you coming at the league, or are these discussions in and amongst you yourselves, the players, being like, what do you want to see? How often is it just left up to you guys to be like, nah, this is, because I hear what you're saying. It's like, if I was a lineman, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, hey, well, I know there's got to be linemen within the players union, right? So who's calling the shots?
Yeah, well, as a player, you ain't think about that. Mm. You signed up to play football. You know what you signed up for. You signed up to put your body through this.
Mm.
But that's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking objectively, I do understand why the rules were implemented,
mm-hmm.
but that's why we have to have some type of review or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you get hit to the neck and head area, okay, I understand. This is a dangerous game, but mm-hmm. you sign up to play this dangerous game. When you go and play this game in the NFL, you are at the highest level of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys, not everybody, has been doing it since they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kid being middle school, high school, right. some little league like mm-hmm. me, my son started playing at 4.
Oh, wow.
I started playing at 7.
Oh, wow.
Kids start early, but you know what you sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
This game is extremely hard. It's very violent. And I understand that they have to protect the players. So it is tough when you're trying to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, I'm trying to protect the players, but there's an underlying real motive of like, no, let's protect the money.
Well, here's my other question. At the beginning of the season, you know, we saw a handful of notable guys retire. And, you know, we said Tom Brady's dang near 50 years old. He's still playing, but, you know, you got your Blake Bortles
mm-hmm.
tired. Cole Beasley
mm-hmm.
retired.
He's back.
Oh, he is back. He
came back.
Oh, that's right.
He came back.
Gosh, but you know, this is not a new thing
mm-hmm.
to have guys be like, yo,
Andrew Luck.
I mean,
he didn't retire this year, but he right. retired because of his, I had a teammate, Luke Kuechly. He retired mm-hmm. because of concussions.
Yeah, Luke Kuechly. Yeah. So are we seeing players, are they retiring because they don't feel like getting beat up as much, or do you think they're retiring because these rule changes are happening and it's like, is it worth it for me to stay in this?
Guys will not retire because of a rule change. Guys will retire because their body's hurt.
Mm.
They're over it. They don't have the same passion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the right level of passion or want to for this game, you can't play it. It's entirely too hard to get up and do this to your body every day. That's just practice. Mm. See, what people don't see is what goes into the week. That's mm-hmm. why I said, don't go out there, try to make plays, do the things it takes to make plays. That's not just on the field. Mm-hmm. That's off the field, taking care of your body, working out the right way. People forget the practices during the week. What about the offseason?
Mm.
Grinding, lifting all these heavy weights, running all these sprints, pulling these sleds, doing everything that goes to playing this game.
That's an offseason?
If your mind and heart is not in it, you can't play it. So I don't think rule changes are making guys retire. Mm. I think guys are getting more conscious and saying, hey, listen, man, this is a dangerous game. And if I'm not all the way in it, I could get hurt.
Mm.
But I just think that protecting the money is the real underlying motive.
Mm.
They do want to protect the players, but they have rules towards D linemen that haven't changed, like protecting our knees. A guy can still come back and cut our knees. But they have old linemen where you can pull, and now corners can't cut their legs out. But a tight end can come back across the line and cut a D lineman. Seen it with Thibodeau, I think is his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From
I know
New York?
Yep.
Yeah, like, why is that not a rule?
So how much of this, let's if we weighed it on a scale, what percentage of it is protecting the players and what percentage of it is protecting the money? At this stage in the game right now, 2022, getting football season.
60-40.
Really?
Yes.
You think it's that close?
Yeah.
I would have thought it would be further. I would have thought it would be like...
I would go 70-30.
Yeah, I'll go 70-30. Because like, when you talk about protecting the money, I'm
I'll
like...
I'll go 70-30.
Because right. I can see that. I can see 70% I'll protect 70, the money, 30%.
But, I mean, I said what I said. And I will say this. The same protection is not looked at for all players. Yes, I said that and I stand on it. Some quarterbacks get calls that others don't. And we all know that. I said what I said.
And with that, we'll be right back.
All right, all right. We are back. This is I Said What I Said. I'm here with my co-host, Brian Perkins.
And it's about to get better.
I talked about predictions
Ooh.
In the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some predictions that I made.
Yeah.
So before the season, I was on NFL Network.
Okay.
And they said the Cowboys were the AFC East prohibitive mm-hmm. favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But I got on camera and I said, not so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Philadelphia Eagles win the NFC East.
So you're a prophet.
I had Jalen Hurts leading him. I said, this will be the season he turns things around. He's an OU guy, so I was a little biased in my statement. But I can honestly say it's kind of looking like I might have been. I had the Eagles as a top five defense. They are rolling.
They are still rolling.
They are rolling. So all of that is, you know, that prediction looking.
I feel as though.
I got another prediction.
All right.
That I made.
What?
I said the Broncos wasn't going to be what everybody thought.
You never know, but they hadn't started. The start was a little rocky.
The start was, I don't know.
A little rocky.
Russell Wilson's start. I mentioned him on NFL Network. I said, I don't know about Russ. I don't know.
I mean.
We crowned them because they were on paper, but it's a lot of great AFC teams out there.
And how much of that is just everybody else around Russell getting better? Like the other teams being better? How much of that?
I didn't crown them.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like
everybody else crowned them. Yeah. I said you can't just crown people because of what paper says. They got to go play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as people love Russell Wilson, we have to go off recent history. In recent history, Russell Wilson hasn't played great. He would start hot, a couple games. They would say, oh, look at the MVP favorite, Russell Wilson. And then, boom, downslope. So was he a... like franchise changer when he went to the Broncos? I didn't think so. A lot of people did, and that's why I said we can't just say Russell Wilson's going there. Now all of a sudden they Super Bowl favorites. That's not how the NFL works. It's not. This is a team game, and you have to bring it together.
But saying that, remember when we talked about episode zero and we talked about social media and things not being real? How much of those proclamations about Russell Wilson are just clicks. Listen, get people to click on this statement. Listen. Get people to click on what we just said. Get people to click on this thing that, you know, might not pan out the way everybody knows. Because we still don't know. We still don't know how it's going to actually pan out. But it just, it's a little season. Rocky. It's a little rocky right now. Out.
But I do know earlier in the season, there was a picture on social. Well, Russell Wilson had a teammate that was kind of giving him that eye like, come on, man.
We're going to put that in the show notes.
What is that?
Listeners, we're going to put that in the show notes. If you didn't see that, he definitely was getting the side eye.
He was
stink
getting the side eye like, hey, man, come on, let's ride. No, you are not riding. You are hitchhiking right now.
I don't even think you're doing that. You just dragging behind.
I also made another prediction.
All right.
I'm talking about cohesiveness
mm-hmm.
and looking good on paper, but bringing it all together.
Mm-hmm.
2020, one of the biggest signings, if not the biggest signing of an offseason ever, would be Tom Brady going to the Bucs.
Yeah.
On no paper, they looked excellent.
No one could argue.
Opening day, didn't look so good. Week two, rest of the season, but they had some lows.
Yeah.
Got blasted on Sunday Night Football versus the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Got embarrassed by the Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
but then they figured it out. They brought it together. Got very cohesive. They ended up winning it all.
And I think a large part of that is people just need to get settled, right? Yeah. You bringing in somebody new, they just need to get settled. So who knows? Broncos. Maybe they just need
no.
No? Not no. The same scenario?
No.
Because we're not talking about the GOAT?
No. This is the GOAT we're talking about. And speaking of the GOAT in the books, my prediction was the Rams would win the NFC. I don't know why I would ever do that. Listen, I grew up a Bucks fan. I was drafted by the Bucks. The Bucks, until I say different, are the best team in the NFL because I am extremely biased and I don't care how anybody feels. All Bucks fans, anything Bucks who heard me predict the Rams, I was trying to be objective on TV. I'm not an objective Bucks fan. I'm a biased Bucks fan, and I publicly apologize for that. It's the Bucks or nothing. The Bucks are the best team in the NFC. I don't care what the season has looked like or what it looks like moving forward. I'm all Bucks.
The best part about it is it's your show.
It is my show. And guess what? On my show, I say what I say on I Said What I Said. But in doing so, this is a show about conversations. So let's have one. I would love to hear how you guys felt about this episode, how you felt about episode zero, how you feel moving forward. Is there anything you want to talk about? Please, let me hear. Gerald said it on all social media platforms. Please tap in. Once again, I will be looking. I will be watching. I want to hear from you.
There we go. You heard it from the mouth of the man himself. I said what I said with Gerald McCoy. I'm just sitting back along for the ride, enjoying all the things come out of his mouth. I hope all of you are too.
See you on episode two. Love you guys. We out.
I Said What I Said with Gerald McCoy is a Patricia Diane production in association with Phubbs Media, Y-Axis Sports, and Boulevard Creative. Produced by Phubbs Media and Boulevard Creative. Theme song is Invasion by Fielder. You can follow Gerald McCoy on all social media platforms at Gerald Said It.
Trisha Diane Production.